From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley has been subpoenaed to answer questions about his handling of Missouri's open records law while he was the state's attorney general. The Cole County Circuit Court issued the subpoena Monday as part of a lawsuit against Governor Mike Parson's office. The Kansas City Star reports Hawley's spokeswoman, Kelly Ford, called the lawsuit a political stunt. Missouri's largest utility company plans to spend $6.3 billion on grid improvements over the next 5 years. Ameren Missouri filed its plan with the Missouri Public Service Commission yesterday. The highlights include installing 800,000 smart meters through the year 2023 as part of an effort to give customers more control over electrical costs. The St. Louis-based company will also install 12,000 new utility poles made to better hold up during severe weather. A public meeting on the proposal is scheduled for March 4th in Jefferson City. Missouri is getting hit with another winter blast today, causing dangerous driving conditions and leading some school districts to cancel classes. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory Friday for much of Missouri. Jefferson City Public Schools spokesperson Ryan Burns says their district has had 3 full snow days, as well as several early dismissals and late starts. Stephanie Johnson is an executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Jefferson City. She says they are concerned about safety as well.
You know, safety is really important. And, you know, the best place for kids to be when the roads are bad, quite frankly, is home. We don't want anyone to be in a car accident. So our club has that policy that when the school district closes for inclement weather, so do we.
MU implemented a full closure of its campus and UM system offices at 2 this afternoon, with MU healthcare, hospitals, and veterinary hospitals open and maintaining normal hours. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.